My guest today is no stranger to the show. It's no surprise to people that know her, myself included, that she's always got more to talk about every time she comes here. Back in the 80s, she was a regular sight on our televisions. Her trademark green leotard was the thing back then. She's a big advocate of fitness, and her new book is talking about beating osteoporosis, using exercise and also the diet and everything. Please welcome with me to the studio, Diana Moran. Good morning.
Good morning, Mandy. It's about a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. It's lovely to see you. It's about the third time we've seen each other now. And each time you've got something else, that you've got a book out or a TV series or whatever. But before we go any further, we've got to talk about two great big events that have happened to you recently. Number one, a certain sort of decoration from the Queen, maybe? Congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed. That was a surprise.
Was it? So what is a BEM?
A BEM is a British Empire Medal. Yes. And I have yet to receive the medal in London one day. And in my particular instance, it's for services to charities. I was a girl guide, a brownie and a girl guide all those years ago. And since I was 19, actually, I joined a charity to do charitable works when I was 19. And I have done a lot of charitable work since.
A lifetime.
With a lot of very, very... Actually, on my way here, out of interest, I have just popped in to White Lodge.
Right.
In Chertsey, because this is one of the charities that I work for. And we had a ball the other day, and I was just popping in some extra money to them.
Oh.
Literally on my way here just now.
Wow. How do you get it? Does somebody sort of flag up and say, oh, Diana's been doing a lifetime of charity work, I'd like to nominate her? Or how do they get to know that you've been doing so much?
I have a feeling that this is what's happened. I've been given a hint or two that people, there are three people in particular who I think have done this. But then apparently they go to all the charities that you work with, have worked with for 50 years or so in my instance, and you'll find that people within those charities are the people who actually make it work. But it was a surprise. Can I just say that I had even more of a surprise because I had gone to Shepperton Fair with two of my granddaughters. They're grown up these days. And when I got home, my son said to me, Mum, there was a courier came for you. He said, I think you better have a look at this. And it was a letter, a personal letter, which said congratulations on the BEM, well-deserved one thing and another. And it was from HRH, the Duchess of Cornwall, Camilla.
Fantastic.
I'm involved with her on one of the charities.
Isn't that lovely? That's a double whammy, isn't it?
Wasn't it just?
Yes. Wow. So exciting. It's always exciting to have you in here because you've always got so much to tell. Another momentous thing that's happened since we saw each other last is that you have celebrated a pretty significant birthday. Now, the drawback of radio is that people can't see you. I can see you. And I still don't believe that that you have reached this amazing age. Is it purely down to exercise or is it, you know, what? How?
Well, I actually cannot believe that I have just reached 80. Because I just said to you earlier when I first came in, I don't feel any different to how I did when I was 60, to be honest with you. I really, really do not. Maybe I've been fortunate. Along the way, I've had lots of things happen to me, as anybody else listening will have had. I've had my breast cancer 35 years ago. I've had a recent heart hiccup. There are other things like that. But at the end of the day, the two things that I have constantly done throughout my life is I've been very active, incredibly active, active in my body active in my brain as well.
Yes, the
which
two
I
are
do
important.
Think goes together. Mm-hmm. And also, I just happen to like what is fairly healthy food. I'm from the West Country, and I'm typical. I eat so much fruit and vegetables, and a lot of dairy produce as well, but not red meat as such. I eat more fish than I do red meat. But I eat, you know, I have my milk, my cheese, my yoghurt. And I presume that it's paid off.
Yes, it certainly seems to. You look marvellous, and belated happy birthday, by
Thank
the way.
You.
So we're here to talk about your brand new book, Beating Osteoporosis. Tell us, what is osteoporosis? For someone that may be listening that doesn't have a clue what it is. Is it arthritis?
It's not. It's absolutely to do with your bones.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that when we are youngsters, we build strong bones. We build our skeleton, don't we? This naturally happens. And it's encouraged to build strong if in actual fact we're active. So as children, we normally are active. And then as teenagers, hopefully we continue to be active, playing sport, running around, dancing, things like that. But when we get to about 30, men and women, our bone mass, because we've built a bone mass, the bone mass naturally begins to decrease a little bit. And as the years go by, the bones are less strong. And they are less strong, particularly if you are not being active, if you're sitting around. And what you're eating is also making bones strong. We can come back to that in a moment. And so when the menopause comes for us women, this bone loss is accelerated. It's all to do with women's hormones.
Right.
So women in particular have to be particularly careful about maintaining their bone strength. And we usually know that our bone strength isn't quite as it should be because we sustain a fracture, a breaking of the bone.
Mm-hmm.
And when we sustain what's called an osteoporotic fracture, that means when you've got osteoporosis, it is usually, first of all, it can be the wrist. You put your hand out as you fall, and the wrist goes, and you sustain what's called a Colles fracture, and I've done exactly that.
Have you?
Yes. Or you can slip, and you can do your hip, and you can do your spine. Nasty little vertebral fractures, which unfortunately go on. And then you may know what I'm now going to say. You'll see the evidence of somebody with osteoporosis as the years go on, as they bend forward their neck and their upper back.
What's I always called, wondered what yes, that was.
That cruelly is termed Dowager's Hump.
Right.
But that is a typical vision indication of osteoporosis. So we've all got to be careful. Yes, it does affect one woman in three by the age of about 65, 70, but also one in five men. So don't think the men are going to get away with it, because they don't.
Right. You've answered two of my questions there, because I was just about to ask, does everyone of a certain age have it? But clearly not. And also, is it more likely to be women? But clearly not as well. So what would we do? What about the importance of, apart from exercise, vitamin D, for example? Is that important?
Right. Well, this is where it gets very interesting. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, that book is the third book I've written on osteoporosis.
Right.
I wrote two about 30 years ago when I was sort of doing breakfast time. And now I've written this book in conjunction with the Royal Osteoporosis Society, as it's now called, because Camilla is involved with it, which hence the association of my letter from her.
Yes, yes.
Things have changed. When I say things have changed, certain treatments have changed and medications may have become more modern. But at the end of the day, the most important thing that we've got to be doing is having enough calcium, but it's got to have vitamin D as well. The two go together. And if you have sufficient calcium and vitamin D and you are moving around, we call it stressing our bones, walking, running, dancing, jumping, standing on one leg, and the bones go, "Way, got to get a bit stronger." And if we've got the calcium and the vitamin D within the body, that's when the work all gets done, and that's all natural and it stays nice. Now, Junior, it's really, really interesting. We Northern Europeans tend to present with osteoporosis, and of course it's very often because we don't get enough vitamin D. Vitamin D comes from the sunlight.
Yes.
And we all know about the sunlight in Northern Europe. I mean, today is an exception.
Yes.
Now, interestingly enough, Asian ladies and gentlemen present with osteoporosis as well. And you think, now, this is ridiculous. They've got plenty of sunshine. That isn't the case. They are traditionally dressed and cover their bodies, and the sunshine doesn't get through their skin into their system because of the clothing they're wearing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes. Yes, it is interesting.
So we're all of us, we should all be careful. The lucky ones are the Caribbeans.
Yes.
And because they've got the sunlight all the time, and they've also got naturally bigger bones than we have.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. That's quite amazing.
It's very interesting. The more you think. So then you're going to say to me, well, where can I find my calcium and my vitamin D?
Yes, as well as thinking to myself in my own head at the moment, oh, I take vitamin D, but not with calcium.
Oh, we've got to have the two together.
You've got to have the two together. Wow.
Got to have the two together.
Yes, okay.
I mean, I'm allowed on this station, aren't I, to mention certain medications?
Yes, I think so.
Well, I mean, if in actual fact you're interested and you for yourself want to ensure that you've got enough calcium and vitamin D. And I did for years and years. I take Calci-Chew D3 and you buy that over the counter.
Right.
Calci-Chew D3.
Would you need to perhaps talk to your doctor before you...
No. You're just ensuring that you're getting enough calcium and vitamin D. It's both natural substances.
Can you overdose on calcium at all? Is that possible?
That I'm not sure of. I think just follow the instructions on the box. Yeah. And as far as I was concerned, you take one of those, you chew one of those, Calci-Chew D3, you chew one of those every day. But now, for example, I've just told you I fell and I broke my wrist and I sustained what's called a Colles fracture, a typical osteoporotic fracture. I since then have had what's called a DEXA scan.
Yes.
And that puts you in a little tunnel and it checks your bone strength. And if in actual fact your bone strength... I won't go into the listing of the bone strength, but if it's not as it should be, then your doctor will prescribe you calcium and vitamin D. So I, on prescription for the last several years now, have what's called Adcal.
Yes.
And that's prescribed to me.
That's
and I will take that for the rest of my life.
Mm. Is that as a result of having the fall and breaking your wrist?
This is so often when people find that they have osteoporosis, it's usually following a fracture.
Okay. Yes, that makes sense. Yes.
And obviously you're taken to hospital, A&E or something, and they will very often be checking your bones with what's called a DEXA scan, or they will subsequently send you on for a DEXA scan.
Okay. So that's the vitamin D and the calcium. What about the exercise? Because this wonderful book that I've got in front of me has got all these lovely exercises. Quite easy to do, I can say.
Very, very easy to do. Nothing complicated or a common sense at the end of the day. Right. What you have to have for prevention of osteoporosis is what we term weight bearing exercises.
Okay.
Now that isn't going to a gym pumping iron. I know that you do sometimes. That, I mean, that helps, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But weight bearing exercises is what most of us can be doing. Weight bearing is walking, running, doing the gardening, as I've indicated before. Just, do you know, when you're cooking the breakfast or waiting for the kettle to boil, hop from one leg, one foot to the other, and the weight is being borne on that side of the hip, that side of the spine, and the spine and the bones respond by saying, well, hey, yeah, if the food's here, now we're going to get stronger. So that's weight bearing. Now, I've just told you, one of the sites for osteoporosis is your wrists. Well, you're not walking on your hands anymore, are you?
Yes.
So what you can do, Mandy, even now while we are sitting here at the desk, you just put your hands on the seat of the chair. And maybe in time to some of your lovely music that I know you're going to play in a minute, you just push yourself up off the chair, up, down, up.
Really?
Down. Now, I'm not standing. You saw that I wasn't standing, but I'm taking the weight on my wrists.
It's as simple as that.
It's as simple as that. Or when you're fed up with yourself, you've just done the shopping, you've got bags of heavy shopping and you think, where the devil did I put my car? Turn that into an exercise and say, that's okay, I'm carrying these heavy bags, I'm stressing my bones.
Yes.
If I've got the vitamin C and vitamin D and the calcium, I'm now strengthening my bones. Turn that chore into an exercise.
Into an exercise. Wow. Fantastic. Now this, every time I see you, you've got another book out of some description. Your publishers, Bloomsbury, must be very pleased with you at the moment. Tell me, did you have any help writing this book, or is it something that's come directly from you?
That book, obviously I write them myself, but when you're talking in some medical terms, you've got to be absolutely sure of your facts. So I am an ambassador for the Royal Osteoporosis Society. I've also been president of Dorset Osteoporosis, which is where I was taken when I broke my wrist. And so they asked me to become president of their Osteoporosis Society many years ago now. And so consequently, I have gone in particular this time to the Royal Osteoporosis Society, and they have been so helpful to me. We've got all the latest up-to-date information, advice, treatments, medications, the findings of reports over the last few years. They are the leaders at the moment, and they are now going to concentrate their efforts from this year, now with the royal patronage that we have, on finding the cause of osteoporosis. I mean, the medical, the physical cause of, to hope that we can
help reverse it
a little bit. This osteoporosis isn't unusual. Yeah. You'll find that one woman in three over the age of about 65 has it, and one man has it. Wow. Not unusual at all.
I have to say, as I've got older, from a purely personal point of view, dragging my case around the world has been harder and harder. I used to be able to pick it up, take it out, because I live on a spiral staircase, take it downstairs, no problem at all. Now it's like a heavy weight. And so, yes, even losing a little bit of strength as well, probably.
But you're actually still doing your bones good by putting yourself through that.
Really? Yes. Interesting stuff. Now, I've got some questions here because people have been sending me questions to ask you. Lara says, my question is around skimmed milk. And is drinking a pint a day a bad thing to do? And number two, is milk really good for your bones? I worry about getting older with having such an imbalance of hormones, so was trying to drink more milk, but then I read that it was really bad for you, even skimmed. So I wondered what your thoughts were.
No, as far as I'm concerned, you drink your milk. And even the skimmed milk, and I have skimmed or semi-skimmed milk myself, it's still full of a lot of the minerals and vitamins that we also need for other things that are going on in our body. No, continue having that. And alongside it, obviously the calcium is in your cheese, it's in your yoghurt.
Yes.
So, yes,
a nice balanced
diet.
It's
very important for your bones' sake to be having that.
Yes. Okay. Lara, hope that helped for you. Fiona asks, is there any exercises that can actually strengthen bones, or do exercises to just make the ligaments that hold the bones together more supple?
Yes. I mean, what happens when you are exercising is that your muscles are pulling your bones up and down, muscles and ligaments and all the rest of it. And all that sort of that effort has to be sustained by, as we've just talked about, the food that you're eating as well. But you can add weight to what you're doing, literally add weight to what you're doing. For example, if you want to strengthen your arms, strengthen the muscles, strengthen the bones, then a couple of bottles of water, our small little bottles of water, or a couple of cans of soup. You know, yeah. What I'm like. I'm sitting here with, I've got my arms tucked into my side, all right? Mm-hmm. They're not flopping around. My elbows are tucked into my side. My hands are uppermost. Now I'm going to hold two bottles, and I'm just going to bring them up to my shoulders and back down, up to my shoulders and back down. And that's using the ligaments, the muscles, and strengthening the bones at the same time.
So bottles or tins or anything you've got in the cupboard that yes. of equal weight, presumably.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, don't make
and
it...
And likewise, when you're sitting in your chair, mm-hmm. you know, you're watching the telly, you can now get weights that you... They're simple weights that you just strap around with Velcro on your ankles. And as you're sitting there, just lift one leg up and down. Lift it up and down, and that extra weight is making your muscles, your ligaments, and strengthening your bones all at the same time.
Okay, wow. Well, I've got a couple more questions, but I'm going to give you a break from talking right now, and I'm going to play a little bit of music, and then we're going to come back and talk about the other questions I've got here, and anything else that we're going to talk about with regards to the book. Oh, lovely. Move in my direction, Bananarama there. So we're going on with the questions. And Kit says, with all the chemo and other pharmaceuticals I've been given over the years, I have osteoporosis already. Sorry to hear that, Kit. How can I reverse it and build my cervical spine? My diet is free of sugar, wheat, dairy, coffee and tea, but not totally vegan. And I take the supplements that my body needs according to my kinesiologist. Any ideas?
Well, first of all, Kit, I'm really sorry to hear all of this. It's very sad for you, but you're obviously a very competent person, and you're trying to find out and do everything to help yourself, and quite right too. Being a, you know, ex-cancer patient myself, I understand these things. But this is one that I would prefer not to give any advice. I feel that you must go to your medics for this. Mm-hmm. They know the medications that you are on. They know you personally, and they know what your body needs more than I do. But I do wish you well, and you're certainly... from the sound of you, being very, very
proactive yeah.
to look, because you know it really, really is important that we are personally in charge of our own health. We don't have to wait for the hospital to call us, wait for the doctor to call us. We must always be challenging and thinking, what else can we be doing? Which is exactly what Kit is doing here.
And I don't think, I mean personally, I don't think doing some of these exercises you've got in this the osteoporosis book is going to have an impact on the cancer side of things, is it? I mean, exercise is surely good if it's done in moderation anyway.
You've said exactly the right thing. Moderation. Mm-hmm. And instead of using the word exercise, activity. Mm-hmm. To be active is important. I teach a lot of people who are in wheelchairs, permanently in wheelchairs. So the thing is to keep whatever part of you you can strong, so to keep upper body strength.
Yes.
It's extraordinary what you can do, but I'd rather that Kit in this instance takes some medical advice on it.
I'm sure she is already, but
and
yes.
Good luck, kit.
Yes,
well done.
Exactly. One question is from our Open Minds Memory Cafe over in Shepperton, from the cafe carer, Gloria, who'd like to know if you'll do a makeup session for her. Nothing to do with osteoporosis. She thinks you look so good and she'd like some tips to look as good as you.
Oh, how lovely. Well, I'll quickly say, yes, I mean, if I've got the time, I would certainly go and do it. The basic thing, as far as I'm concerned, as the years have gone by, I don't use any expensive preparations whatsoever. Mine are bought on supermarket shelves or the major Boots or the likes of. They're well known. Can I say the name?
No,
I won't say the name.
But well-known
brands. It's very well-known brands.
And you
cheap
don't
and cheerful.
Spend a fortune.
I don't spend a fortune,
See,
but
are,
I do have a routine.
Yes.
And I cleanse with certain cleansing tissues at
yes.
night time. I then use a little soap and water. I will be honest, a little soap and water.
Really?
Yeah, I do. And then I ladle on the old moisturiser overnight.
Yeah.
Well, the night cream, because night creams have got oils in them.
Yes.
And then in the morning I do a similar sort of routine, but then I put that moisture on, which is water-based,
yes.
and that's basically all that I do.
Wow, there you are, Gloria. The next question is, would you come and do an exercise class for our Memory Cafe?
I'd be delighted.
They'd like you to.
I'd be delighted.
Oh, there
I'd
you
be
are.
Delighted. Let's get in touch.
So Diana says that you've been motivating a certain age group into wanting to look as good and vibrant and healthy as you. So there you go. And love from Jean from the Purple Angels
oh,
as well.
Oh, that has to be Jean Saunders.
It does.
What a wonderful lady she is.
She is very
and
active.
And her team.
Yes,
fabulous
definitely.
Work.
They're always working hard. So listen, last time that we were here, it was all very cloak and dagger. You couldn't say you were appearing on TV. And then all of a sudden, you actually appeared in some little Italian job. Not the Italian job, actually, but an Italian programme about living like an Italian.
Oh, wasn't that fun?
Wasn't it?
I've just forgotten what the name of it was.
Something
in cooking
yes,
in Italy or something like that.
Yes,
yes I disappeared off to a Tuscan villa.
Yes.
The people who are making the programme are the same people as make the Indian one.
Yes, the real Marigold Hotel.
Marigold Hotel, that's right. It's the same people. And I was with the most delightful group of people as well, personalities, including Judith Chalmers,
yes.
Johnny Ball.
Yeah.
The others have escaped my name, my mind for a moment. But right. yes, that was really interesting. We lived in a Tuscan villa, and every day we did cookery classes, typical Italian food. And then we went to visit Italians in
their homes.
Sort of country people
yeah.
in their homes, the farmers. I remember milking a sheep or a goat. Gosh, I can't remember which it was. And making cheeses and things like that.
Oh, wow.
But it was seeing how they look after their older people and also their healthy diet as well.
Yes.
It's the Mediterranean diet, and it's a diet that I've always adhered to. As we said earlier on, lots of fruits, vegetables, dairy produce, and lots of fish as well. The Mediterranean diet, it's
yes,
such a healthy one.
I know. Wonderful. So you've got lots always going on. So tell us just briefly what you are up to now.
Well, I'm working with a certain group of health clubs at the moment, nationwide group of health clubs, big one, and they have done a survey on the activity levels of people of sort of 55, 60 and the likes of. And we have all realised that it's essential that that age group keeps fit, because the likelihood is they've got another 30 years in front of them.
Right.
And so they have taken it upon themselves to be training up and employing a keep fit teacher of the minimum age, 55, to make all of us older people feel more welcome to go into a keep fit class to help keep Britain fit.
because I have to say, I do think that gyms, not just the gym participants, but the gym instructors are all of a certain age. And that can be off-putting to people who are a bit older, even if they're starting out. Or, as you said earlier on, even if you aren't a bit older, but you're just starting in the gyms, you know, and you've got this sort of gym bunny pumping iron and giving it, you know.
And, of course, you've very often got some beautiful nubile young people around you as well, mm-hmm. and in the latest gear. So what they're just trying to do is bring it back to normal for older people to all feel comfortable. And you know, because I know that you go to a gym, you make friends in a gym. So you're exercising your mind as well, and you don't necessarily stay there doing the gym classes. You form little groups and you all go walking, or you go swimming, because a lot of the clubs have got pools and things these days, or dancing classes.
Yes.
But it's just to encourage slightly old, middle, actually it's middle age, and the older people to keep themselves fit. It's so important that they are active.
So we will see you working with this major club now
as part of
a new initiative at some point.
The other thing that I'm going to be doing on Monday, I think I'm going to be doing one of the major television programmes on Monday, talking about TV licences for older people. As you probably know, there's this movement now to take the free TV license away from older people, which I'm very against.
Mm-hmm.
So I work a lot with Age UK, and so I'm going to be representing them in a bit of an argument about all of this.
Absolutely.
And saying to the government, for goodness sake, please don't, because, you know, television for many an older person is what breaks their loneliness.
Yes, I absolutely agree. 100%. I mean, there's got to be cutbacks that they can make in other directions.
One would have thought so.
Yes, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Well, as ever, I mean, we've been all talking almost 45 minutes. So, as ever, it's really lovely to see you. You've always got so much to talk about. It's good luck with everything and the book. It looks a really good book. If you want to get it, by the way, it's Beating Osteoporosis, The Facts, The Treatments, The Exercises, in collaboration, in association with the Royal Osteoporosis Society, and it's by the lovely Diana Moran. Thank you so much for coming in. Now, there is a song that you use to get everybody going normally, isn't there?
Get them going to do their 10,000 steps of brisk walking to keep them fit. I love this record.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Diana.
Thank you, Mandy.